Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Addict.
Crippling my day. We've been let down again, but we're hopeful injustice will end. Life, life matters.
Freddie Gray. Sam Du Bois, Philando Castile, Terrence Crutcher, Aaron Sterling, Jamal Clark, Jeremy McDowell, William Chapman II, Walter Scott, Eric Harris, Tamir Rice, Akia Gurley, Michael Brown, Eric Gardner, George Floyd. Good evening, and welcome to the podcast, The Addict, a black perspective, an urban podcast. I want you to understand how it is that we feel. I've got the crew standing by, the messenger, baby sis, baby brother, Nurse Carmen, Sister Tippy, and of course, Triple OG out of Florida. Let's podcast. Good evening, podcast audience, and welcome to that urban podcast, a.k.a. The Addict. Again, as we continue our conversation, reminding the world that Black Lives Matter, and until we fully understand that, then it's impossible to believe that any life matters. That's just my personal feelings on the matter. But, you know, for so long, while we have this Black Lives Matter movement, we can date Martin Luther King's trials and tribulations. We can actually call that a Black Lives Matter. But now there seems to be a dynamic new twist to this shit. And what I mean by a new twist, this new twist is this group called NF. And again, when I say new twist, doesn't mean that I'm new to the fact of black people picking up arms. That's not what I'm saying. But the NFAC, this coalition that that makes their mission statement. Their mission statement says, We are going to be a violent response to a violent action. And I want to say that again because I don't want us to get it mixed up. That's not a militia that's going out to attack people. That's not what the NFAC is about. What I'm understanding, once again, I'm new to this, and I'm just reading on it now. So what I am to understand is if you want to issue a threat, they will issue a counter threat. So before we start labeling any black nationalists, before we start labeling them, let's understand what it is that they're truly about. And in this case here, when you see pictures of the NFAC, these brothers are armed heavily. Yeah, they got a lot of weapons. But you got to understand, if you don't portray violence against them, their mission is not to portray violence against you. Hey, but good evening, Cass. How's everybody feeling tonight?
Good.
All good.
I'm doing good.
Everybody's good? Okay. I went a little long with the little opening tonight, but I just had to get that out of the way because I seen a video. And again, this group calls themselves the NFAC, not fucking around commission. And again, what's in a name, people? they coming to tell you, listen, man, we have negotiated long enough. It's time for a different level of conversation. But I seen a video of a rally they had, and the rally was, again, in response to, I guess there had been some white nationalist groups that said they're going to start killing black people at 8 o'clock or whatever on some day. So the NFAC armed up and said, I tell you what we'll do here. If the law is going to stand by and allow you to announce that you're going to start killing black people at a certain day and a certain time, then I'm going to one-up you. Because if you start killing black people at 8 o'clock, we're going to start killing white people at 8:05. A lot of people. I mean, now, don't get me wrong. It's a response. It's a violent response to a violent action. And needless to say, I don't think either one came to fruition. So at 8 o'clock on whatever day, 4th of July, I think it was, some white supremacist group announced that they're going to start killing black people. When the response came back to them that, you know, you kill my dog, I'm going to kill your cat. Well, nobody got killed. And I have to say, I'm glad of the outcome. And I'm also, you know, the 12 tribes of Israel, that group, I'm glad they exist. I really am. Because as long as you bring violence to me, against me, and I do nothing but march, you feel comfortable bringing violence against me. And notice, I don't have to say color. Doesn't matter color. I just said if you bring violence against me, we're going to group up and respond in kind. So I'm... Excuse me, I'm sorry. So I'm glad that the 12 tribes of Israel form a group called the NFAC and are there for a response to a violent action. But I want to just take a moment and reach out to the leader. I seen your video, and you went really hard on us black folk that wasn't armed and at the rally with you. But my brother, listen, man, I feel you. I'm with you. Just because we're not armed and on the front line with you, remember, we got to have backups. We got to have people doing other things in other positions. So, again, go a little easier on the black folks that wasn't armed and on line with you, because believe me, we in the struggle. What's your feelings, people? Talk to me about the NFAC. Don't nobody got nothing to say. the messenger must be having technical difficulties, man. But okay, until my man the messenger get back, let's move right along to
my response to that is I find that interesting because I was just looking at something on the news in regards to a couple. It was a white couple that pulled a gun on a black mother and her daughter. I don't know if anybody's familiar with this, in a Chipotle parking lot. Did anybody hear about this?
Yeah, what's their name? That's a famous couple. They're known for carrying guns. I can't think of their name right now, but that's their little Facebook tagline. I know who you're talking about.
This happened in Michigan. Did anybody see this on the news at all? I mean, it's really disturbing because it didn't really warrant for somebody to pull a gun out. You know, and that I find that really disturbing to know that she pulled that they pulled the gun out on this mother and her daughter as they were, you know, entering into this restaurant. I think it was over something because as they were exiting out, and I don't know all the particulars. Like I said, I caught the tail end of it as it was on TV, but it says something about as they were exiting out of the restaurant. they bumped into each other, and I think the mother might have said something to her like, you know, you should say excuse me or something like that. And I think one word led to another. But anyway, she pulled out a gun on her. This is where we are with this now. It's gotten to that point. So this is crazy. Like, this is really, really crazy. It's coming down to this. So
what happened was the lady and her came out to restaurant, and this white lady bumped her, and the mother, you know, was upset. Why, you know, you bumping in my daughter, didn't even apologize. The next thing she know, the woman pulled a gun at her.
Right. Yeah, that's when something like that. Right. But I mean, did it warrant something like that? Like, I mean, to me, that's taking it to a whole nother level.
I'm sorry, you just threw me there because I was waiting on the 12 tribes, but you hit me with something different. But that's just how the nation views everything now, man. Everybody's walking around with guns, and if your race is different, everybody want to pull up on you. And that's crazy. And again, there's no need for that. But before I go any deeper down that road, let's just talk about, I got to ask about the president's speech he gave at Mount Rushmore.
Mm.
Now, of all the places in the world to give a speech, he wanted to give a speech at Mount Rushmore. And before we, I don't even know what his speech was about because, again, I kind of lost interest. Not that I ever had interest when it was at Mount Rushmore, because you got to understand the significance of Mount Rushmore. Mount Rushmore was a monument sanctioned by the government to the Ku Klux Klan to build. That's no secret. Now, again, if you ask me, I think there's probably some tunnels and some hidden caves inside Mount Rushmore. If you ask me, I've never been there. But he picked that spot to give his little 4th of July speech or whatever it was. I don't know, man. I just think that this president, and I don't know if it's intentional or just complete lack of knowledge, has ways of just antagonizing the nation to ensure that there is always an adamant division amongst races. That's what I'm saying.
Well, it's intentional. It's intentional.
And both. I think it's both. Ignorance
it's for
and intent.
Yeah. Right. And it's for his core base. And he does that. He wants the division. He talks about that Second Amendment. He's telling them to arm their selves. He's doing all of that.
That's right.
All of that. I mean, I think he wants to raise.
Go ahead,
I really do.
Go ahead, OG. You clearing your throat. Come on and give it to me.
How you doing? I'm good. My grandson just woke me up.
Oh, all right. I see. When you was clearing your throat, I thought you was preparing us for some of that profound insight.
No, all right. Somebody else was preparing the throat, not me.
All right. But again, I think that his selecting Mount Rushmore is a symbolic gesture to whomever follows his protocol. And again, I may be overthinking that, but that's just something that I think. There is no reason for me to think that other than me observing his everyday actions as most of you do.
I think it's his ego he's putting himself in those people's arena.
Well,
I imagine he'll buy a piece of the damn mountain. His mug can be up there. And I'd be surprised.
Well, now you know what? And I say this in all sincerity. Because of what he's doing for whom he's doing it for, I wouldn't be surprised to see his face on the mountain. I'm telling you the truth, because again, he makes some irrational. He's got an irrational thought process, to put it mildly. But he's not pulling the strings. There's a whole bunch of dollars behind him, keeping his crazy ass on course.
Of course.
So I would not doubt, and I'm sure it's not going to happen, but I wouldn't be surprised if his face was up on the mountains, because he's probably doing the same thing that everybody else's face on that mountain did for America. And that sure ain't help keep it great again.
I mean, he's more concerned about that Confederate flag than he is about Russia and this whole thing about him, Russia with these killing these military men.
Well, truth be told, he's not even concerned about
the flag. You know, there's a saying, if you repeat the lie long enough, it becomes the truth. And his whole 4 years, including the part that the pre-inauguration campaign, pre-election campaign, has been one thing, and that's to sow hate.
Well, I mean, you know,
that's what he does.
And that's what it is, because he could care less about the flag. He could care less about any of them. He's shown everybody he could care less about them, but he knows that's going to bring division. So while you guys are over here fighting each other, I'll do what it is that I need to do. But he could care less about them.
Absolutely. Yeah, I remember one thing. His screaming patriotism is hypocrisy. This man had 5 deferments during the Vietnam War.
Oh, well, we know he, I mean, again, I think this, it's no secret he's not a soldier. So I mean, listen,
he plays the part. I mean, this idea of saluting when he comes down off Air Force One or whatever, that's ridiculous. That's part of the game. He salutes these guys when he comes down to the airplane. Everybody stands up and salutes him back.
He is the commander in chief, and as the commander in chief, you salute your soldiers.
No, it was never done before. That's a custom. Being in the military, you know damn right and well, if you don't have your hat on, you don't salute. If you don't have your uniform on, you don't salute.
OG, things change, OG. OG, things change a little bit, man. Yeah, they change. He's entitled to that salute. No,
I'm not talking about saluting him. I'm talking about him saluting back.
Yeah, he has to salute back. If somebody in the military salutes you, now I'm talking by military regulation, you have to hold that salute until they return it. So he got to salute them back.
Oh, yeah.
That's just a little impromptu military customs and courtesy for all my military fans.
I was good there.
But again, early 50s, it was
if you didn't have your hat, if you didn't have your cap on, you didn't salute.
Yeah.
They changed all that. We salute
at the ball games. We can't kneel, but we can salute out of uniform at the ball games too. Kneel. Huh?
Salute what? So when you see him on television, you salute him?
Salute who, the president?
Yes.
Where you going with this right now, G? I'm going to have to let you tune in on my military podcast, because you salute people, man. And you got to return the salute. So I'm just going to say, when he get on that aircraft and he get around the people, yeah, they supposed to salute him. He got to salute them back so they can stop.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, I wish he would spend more time saluting and less time supporting bills that continue to separate this nation. Because, you know,
he don't pay and bills. He does, yeah, he does executive orders. He does executive orders.
Yeah. And I'm glad that the Black Lives Matter movement is still moving forward. And you know, again, it's sad. It's just sad that this day and time in 2020, man, we still have to have this as a prominent conversation. But again, the conversation got to be had. And right now, while it's on the table, let's everybody bargain up, man. I mean, when we leave this talk, everything should be pretty clear. So, in other words, I'm saying let's talk this shit all the way out, and whatever that means, let's talk this shit all the way out. Let's not table a whole lot of shit. Does that make sense? That, you know, since we in the middle of this shit right now, right?
Right. Let's do it. Let's get it over with.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Let's not do it halfway. And you promise me a whole bunch of shit that you're never going to give me. Let's bring it all. Let's take it full circle.
And because 30 years from now, another generation will be going through the same crap.
We went through this in the
60s. Now we got to do it again.
For my podcast listeners, when I say take this thing full circle, please understand, I would like to see full circle be without one shot being fired, without one person getting hit upside the head for no reason. So when I say take this full circle, don't think that I am trying to latently say or suggest violence, but I'm saying whatever it's going to take for us to have this conversation and have a resolve to this conversation, then damn it, let's have it.
I agree with you.
I don't
have a problem.
Saying.
I want put everything on everything.
Yeah.
Including reparations. I want on the table.
But you know what though? It's so funny that it's that as people of color, only recently, and don't get me wrong, we've always known that the 4th of July didn't mean shit to black people as a day of independence. We've always known that. Now, again, it's a holiday, so of course we're going to take it a day off without pay, or as they say in the mail handler, in the letter carrier craft, a day off without having to call in sick. But recently, yeah. See, that was a postal employee thing.
Absolutely.
I went back and struck that old postal nerve in you real quick.
But
we all knew for a while that 4th of July was not a real black holiday, but we celebrated it. And now that more and more people of color are waking up to the fact that that day don't mean shit to black America. That's not an Independence Day for us, truly. And the only reason why I say that is because if we're going to national, and don't get me wrong, no, I do not want to see that day taken back as not a paid holiday. So don't nobody think I'm trying to say that. But I'm just saying to people of color, when we take that day, again, we take it only because it's a free day, and the free in that day don't have shit to do with our freedom. Now, tomorrow, I got to say this, tomorrow, July 7th, is supposed to be National Blackout Day. Black folk, where they're asking, excuse me, people of color, people on the right side of trying to reverse this negative economic situation we have in this country. Don't spend your money tomorrow. Hold on to your money. Again, it's only one day. One day could send a economic vibe through businesses, again, that make people listen to you. Now, I know it's not easy because we used to spending like we spend, but let's everybody try to be dedicated tomorrow. Now, once again, if you do spend your money, that does not, to me, make you not down with the movement. Some shit you just had to do. But I'm asking everybody Let's try to band together in solidarity on tomorrow and not spend a dime anywhere.
Well, if now, you spend it in a black-owned business, I think that's okay.
Okay, now let me ask you, for those that follow this July 7th, I'm pretty sure if you're spending it in a black-owned business, yeah, that would be cool, but I'm going for let's hold on to the cash tomorrow. Hold on to the kids' ass for one day, and let's see if we can get some of the wax out of the lawmakers' ears or the personnel ear that we need to hear our story so that we can bring about a difference.
I would think it'll be a bigger impact if every person of color spent that one day's money in a business owned by a person of color. That the financial impact of that will send a far more bigger message than not spending any money at all. I mean, that's just me.
All right. Well, I mean, now let me say this to you. I'm not sure of what the mission statement is for tomorrow, if it's try to move dollars. And I do apologize for bringing it to you, and I'm not even ready to do it. But I do know that tomorrow, July 7th, is blackout day, and I do know that I will not be spending a dime on anything tomorrow. Go ahead, bro.
I'm sorry. What it is not to spend it anywhere, because it technically, even if you spend it on a black-owned business, guess where it's ending up anyway?
That's what I was thinking.
Right. Okay. So the object thing is to use that money to show them that we do have power. So if you spend it at a black-owned, then the black-owned, all he just give it to them anyway, so they didn't really lose out. They didn't really understand what it was all about, because just as long as they get this, that's all that matters.
Okay, yes, so this is the announcement says blackout day, July 7th, 2020. This is a call to action. We need one day of solidarity in America when not one black person in America spends a dollar. This includes Africans, Native Americans, Asian Americans, Hispanics, all people of color. Together we have $3.9 billion in economic spending power. It's going to cost per day next time a person of color gets shot. We will call it blackout day. So it says please spread the message and let's show real action that day. So they're saying, yeah, no, don't spend money anywhere.
Okay.
Is what it's saying.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put that on my page.
I can forward everybody the text because somebody sent me the text earlier today.
Hey, baby girl, I'm going to get that up. Hey, baby girl, I don't need no text. You just told me, and I'm going to listen.
Oh, wow. All right, my brother.
I don't need a text, no. But now that you said that, you put it that way, I'll keep my money in my pocket. Keep my credit, my debit card in my pocket. No problem. I don't go any damn way to spend money. My daughter or my grandson spends my money for me.
He
cleared that up, didn't he? For me, don't you?
Yeah.
Get it twisted, right?
Yeah.
On the line. I had to do that.
Yeah, all right. If they should get tired of spending your money and you needed a new person to spend your money in a way you probably didn't imagine, you call co-producer and let me show you some things, OG. Hey, but listen, we're getting ready to wrap this up for tonight. Again, we want to stay on the topic of black life. we want to stay on the topic of Black Lives Matter, and we want to keep bringing that to you. Because it does matter. And I am tired of every day, because I'm black, I got to prove to somebody that I'm equal to you or I matter on the same level as you. And the only difference between us, you know, on the initial meeting is the color of our skin. That's some sick shit, America. And we really need to get past that. Have a nice evening.
Yeah, but we've always told our children for generations that to succeed, we had to be better than the white guy. We've always told our children that.
That is true.
If that message is wrong.
No, that's not the message that I just said, though. All I'm saying is I tell myself I have to be better than everybody for me to get ahead. Now, again, when I hear that message about you got to tell your kids you got to be better than the white. No, you got to be better than whoever the next person in line is. You got to be better than Okay, all right. Hey, listen, let's have a wonderful evening, everybody. Who was that helping me? Was that Billy Joel? Oh, don't nobody do nothing?
Yeah, that was Billy Joel and Tupac getting ready to break it down for you.
Okay. But listen, next time, I got ready to say, don't nobody. Y'all making me, I had to go Nino Brown like 3 times tonight. Don't nobody know nothing? But listen, let's have a. Let's have a nice evening. And again, Black Lives Matter. We're going to try to be entertaining as we bring it to you, but never, ever, ever underestimate what it is that we're trying to do here. Yo, peace out. Everybody say good night.
Good night, everyone. Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.
Good night. Peace.
Past I was addicted to the dark side.